CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce.
Wake up.
Oh.
Dear.
Oh.
Come on now.
Oh.
Darling, I'm sorry. You'll simply have to get up. Mrs. Cheney will be here to start on this room.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Please now. Don't make me keep at you and at you and at you. I feel so mean. I told you last night I was really getting at things today, you know.
I'm
going to strip the bed so the mattress covers and pads can be washed, and I put newspaper down on the sun porch roof. And I want you to help lug the mattresses out there. Will you, dear? It'll be a beautiful day. Oh, my, look at that. I want to get all my woolen things hung outside. Well, I better get these curtains down so they can be out of the way if she starts washing the woodwork first. Now, get up, dear. You would just get out of bed, you know. Oh, it's the matter here. It's the curtain rod I always have the trouble with. But... Yeah.
It's all right.
They're just curtains that fell on you. Quit fighting them.
Get the curtains off me, will you? Sam, hello, you.
You're all right.
What are you doing? Look, I was getting up. You don't have to do that. I don't think that's very funny. Well, I don't think that's very funny at all.
I didn't do it to be funny, darling. I stood on that chair, and I couldn't quite reach, so I got up on that little table and the curtain hung.
My foot. But you got up on that flimsy little table?
Yeah, that was all right.
Don't you women have any sense at all? No wonder you're always getting injured doing housework. My goodness.
Well, you can help.
Dropping the dusty old curtain on me, honestly.
That's why they're being washed, dear. What were you dreaming about when they fell on you? You yelled, help! Help!
Oh,
help!
I don't know what I was dreaming.
Oh, boy,
you certainly woke me up. Oh, golly, look at this room. What is going on?
Come on now.
Oh, no. Now, don't tell me it is not what I think it is. It's not spring house cleaning. Please, no, tell me. Tell me it's not true. It's not spring house cleaning.
Don't start crying, dear. Come on, get out of bed.
Oh, please, I just cannot face it. I tell you, I cannot face it. If you knew how I hate spring house cleaning.
Coming at a fast gallop. Two races in May, one in June. The great Triple Crown Classic, brought to you by CBS News, CBS Sports Department. Here are three dates to remember if you're crazy over horses or horse races. First up, the Kentucky Derby on May 7th, the traditional Run for the Roses in Churchill Downs. Second up, racing's richest single contest, the Preakness, May 21st. And third, come June 11th, the last leg of the Triple Crown for 1960, the Belmont. Tommy Lee won the Kentucky Derby last year. Royal Orbit took the Preakness. Sword Dancer the Belmont. Will 1960 see one winner sweep all three? It hasn't happened since Citation did that trick in 1948. Listen for the excitement and action galore as CBS Radio brings you all three great Triple Crown races. Coming also weekdays beginning next Monday on CBS Radio, two daily nuggets of comment and conversation with the Reverend Bob Richards. The date again, May 2nd, this coming Monday.
I'm out here in the kitchen. Will you stop yelling?
Well, for Pete's sake.
Pete's sake, where's Sam Hill in my clothes?
Don't come downstairs in nothing but a bath towel. Mrs. Cheney might walk in any
minute.
I
don't care.
Her husband is giving her a ride over this morning, and she said she'd come as early as possible.
Well,
now.
Where are my clothes? For the love of Mike, all I did was go in the bathroom to shower and shave, and I come out, and then the room looks as though a tornado had whirled it around and deposited it 10 miles away. I felt like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
Oh. Well, you don't look like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, dear. And
no.
Please try to be quiet. I don't want to wake the children. And I'd like to get the bedroom ready for Mrs. Cheney to clean before the children wake up and I have to cope with them.
I can't find any undershirts or shorts or socks or anything.
Well, they're in the chest of drawers where they always are.
Yeah, well, where is the chest of drawers?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now let me see. Oh, I moved that out into the hall up there. Oh, I know what I did. I think I put the bedspreads and things over when I stripped the bed.
All right. I've located that. Now, where are my shoes and my suits and my ties?
Well, will have to look around. I took everything out of the closet and piled a lot of things on the beds in the guest room. Go on in there and sort of prowl around.
How I hate this spring cleaning. It seems to me you just did it.
Year ago?
Mm-hmm. Seems like yesterday.
Here, have a cup of coffee. That'll cheer you up. Yeah. No, honey, I don't like spring house cleaning any better than you do.
Oh, you love it.
Love it? All this work?
Yes, you love it. Yes, you do. Look, your eyes sparkle and you sing merrily as you sweep and scrub and throw the furniture around. You're ecstatic.
Oh, come on back upstairs. I'll help you find your clothes.
Well, how long are you going to have this mess?
Well, it takes about a week to do the whole house.
A week?
Oh, here's your tie rack.
Well, I can't wear the tie rack to work. Where are the ties?
Yes, the ties. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dear. Let's see.
Do you remember?
I don't know. I'll find them, dear. Just mind. Let me see. These are the things that go to the cleaners. These are the things I have to wash. This is for the Goodwill. Well, start getting dressed. I'll find your ties and shoes and must be here somewhere.
Oh, honestly.
Well, cheer up, darling. You'd be the first to complain if the house weren't clean.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just that with Cranshaw on my back over all that to-do last week
Stop worrying. You know how your boss is. He always gets excited and then simmers down. He just likes to talk. Mrs. Cranshaw has turned him into such a mouse at home that he has to blow off steam when he gets to the office. Here's a clean shirt.
Well, I am a little tired of taking it, I don't mind telling you. By golly, one of these days when he threatens to ask for my resignation, will quit.
Yeah.
I will quit.
All right, you'll quit. You're buttoning your shirt wrong.
All right.
And he'd be frantic, probably give you a raise to keep you, you know?
Yeah, I think maybe you're right. I got a notion to try it out, by golly. There's a button off this shirt.
Where?
Right here.
Oh, honestly. How do you get so many buttons off your shirts? Don't you unbutton them? Do you just yank your shirts open when you take them off?
Yeah, sure. It's easier that way.
I think you do. Now, this one's all right. Here it is. Now, you get dressed. We'll get those mattresses out in the fresh air. And while Mrs. Tenney starts on the woodwork, I'll get the curtains washed and hang those up to dry. By the time you come home tonight, dear, our room should be all fresh and clean and everything put back, so don't worry. Oh, I hope Mrs. Tenney will wash the walls in the bathroom. She hates to wash walls.
Look, for Pete's sake, I keep telling you. Just tell her to do it. She's working for you, isn't she? Although I must say you act as though you're working for her.
Well, get dressed and have your breakfast and go to the office. I just assume you weren't around when Mrs. Tenney is here. I never know what you're going to say to her. Makes me nervous.
You always act scared of her, for Pete's sake.
Well, I am. I don't want to lose her.
Oh.
She cleans the way I do. We both like things done the same way, which is wonderful. Some people, you get to help, you have to follow them around to see if they're doing a thorough job.
Yeah, well, tell me, is she satisfied with you? Well, look, you shouldn't be scared to ask her to wash walls just because she hates washing walls. I mean, she's an employee. You're an employer. If Mr. Cranshaw tells me to do something, I'd better do it or I'll be out of a job. Can you imagine Mr. Cranshaw saying to me, golly, I hate to ask you to do this. A boss gives orders.
Well, this is different. You don't understand about running
a
house,
dear.
This is not different.
Yes. You're an employer with an employee to whom you are paying wages, from which you take out Social Security. So it's exactly the same as any other... What's the matter?
Nothing. I'll go on down and get you a breakfast.
Wait a minute.
I know you're in a hurry.
Wait a minute. You are taking off Social Security, aren't you?
Look, don't start that now. I have so much to do.
Taking off Social Security?
Taking it off from what?
From her wages. What do you think from what? Aren't you reporting it to the government?
Honey, I don't have time for any political discussion. I have curtains to wash. I'm going to do
political discussion. Wait a minute. I want to talk to you. Now, wait.
I don't have time, dear. Now hurry up so I can get you out from underfoot. Please, dear, I'm spring house cleaning.
Oh. Every little breeze seems to whisper McCall's. This is Maurice Chevalier, and I want to tell you why I am very proud and very happy. You see, we have just written a book about my life, and it is condensed in the new issue of McCall's magazine. Everything about me, everything that ever happened to me, is in this story. Naturally, An autobiography by Chevalier must have a good deal to do with love, eh? I think I have been in love since I was a little boy in Paris. Even then, I was singing, Thank Heaven for Little Girl. But I grew up, and the little girls, thank heaven, they grew up too, see? Oh, of course, there is more to my life than love, but nothing quite as important. I hope you will read and like my autobiography in the new May McCall's.
Please, dear, now you've had your breakfast. Go on to the office before Mrs. Tenney gets here.
No, I will not now. And whether you want to discuss it or not, I want to know why you have not been reporting Mrs. Tenney's wages. It happens to be a law. Do you mean to tell me that all last year...
I didn't have Mrs. Tenney last year. Only every now and then. Aunt Effie was here with us all year, and Aunt Effie insisted on doing the cleaning. Of course, I helped, but between the two of us, we didn't need anyone. Mrs. Tenney helped, I think, two or three days, that's all, during the spring house cleaning.
All right. That was last year. Now, what do you pay Mrs. Tenney?
Honey, please, really, I have so much to do. I am just...
What do you pay Mrs. Tenney?
Well, I used to pay her by the hour, and I pay her a flat $10 a day.
Every week?
Yes, she cleans the whole house and leaves when she's through.
Mm-hmm.
1 week she'll do the living room more thoroughly, you know, and then the next week maybe she'll do the kitchen more thoroughly. And then,
all right. Now, $10 a week over a 3 month period is certainly more than any $50. And if you pay a household employee $50 or more over a 3 month period, it has to be reported.
Oh, I don't get excited. I've only had it regularly since January, anyhow. I was going to talk to you about it. I was. You see, it's a problem, dear. Well, I don't want to lose her. And... Well, Mrs. Tenney doesn't like having taxes taken out of her money.
Oh, she does.
No, she
well,
doesn't.
Well, tell me,
dear.
Who does, will you? Isn't that just too bad?
Well, please go to work before she gets here, will you? Please. We'll discuss it tonight, but don't say anything to her today, or she'll be upset so my windows will be streaked and she won't do the woodwork nicely.
Now, we will certainly discuss it tonight, and I will stop in at the tax office and get all the necessary forms for you to fill out.
Well, I don't know how we're ever going to tell Mrs. Tenney, dear. Myra reminded me of the tax and reporting it and all that a long time ago. When I was thinking of having Mrs. Tenney, then when I had her, and I mentioned it to Mrs. Tenney once, and she just glared at me. And said, I don't believe in all that nonsense. And then she turned on the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, she doesn't. She doesn't believe in it. Well, today I will get the tax forms, and tomorrow I'll wait until she gets here, and I will have a little talk with Mrs. Tenney.
Oh,
well, no, you don't need to look so frantic. It's the law.
I'll lose her.
It's the law.
I'll lose her. That's all. I'll lose her. And right in the middle of my spring cleaning. Oh, go to work, will you, please? Don't sit around causing trouble. I have curtains to wash.
All right. Go wash the curtains. But I am telling you, it is the law.
The couple next door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.